We're joined now in the studio by Kate Lochte and Murray State Associate Provost Renee Duncan, here to tell us about the new Thoroughbred Academy. Welcome.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks, Renee, for coming over.
Oh, my pleasure.
There's a sense of real excitement about this pilot program involving high school students getting college credit. And I'd like you to just kind of outline it, because it's new and it's different.
Yes, this is a real exciting program that we are trying for the very first time this coming semester. It is a pilot program. We are bringing in high school students from Trigg County and Christian County, from two high schools there in Christian, to the Murray State University Hopkinsville campus to take two general studies classes each semester for 2 years at a pretty amazing low price. And this will help give students a really nice step ahead of their fellow students. They'll be able to come to the university with almost all of their freshman year credits. So it'll be about 24, 25 of the 30 credits required to complete your freshman year. And these will all be credits that count toward graduation, which is really a good thing.
I should imagine it would be a huge confidence builder and a great way to actually be prepared for the college experience, because the classes are going to be taught by real live college professors.
That's right. One of the things that is real important to us here at Murray State is that any class that has the Murray State designator, it comes from Murray State, is that these are real, honest to goodness, Murray State University classes. And indeed, that's going to be what these students experience at our Hopkinsville campus, is real, honest to goodness, Murray State classes taught by Murray State faculty. And so, it, just like you said, we anticipate that the students who might have thought, well, I don't know if I could make it in college, they will have an experience with real university classes, and they'll realize, well, wait, this is something that I can do. We've seen that with our regular Racer Academy classes, which I can talk about later, that it is a confidence booster for our students, for the high school students. And it does give students who may not have ever considered college, it lets them know that this is something I can do, and it opens up really a world of opportunities for them.
Describe the day, you know, the actual day of, and how many students you anticipate will be involved.
Well, we have set it up so that we can accept up to 60 total students. Not sure at this point how many we'll actually have enrolled, but each of the three schools will be able to have about a third of the students. The students will be bused in from the high school, so they'll come from Trigg and Christian to the Hopkinsville campus, the Murray State Hopkinsville campus. They'll arrive early for their 8:30 in the morning class. They'll start out with Communications 131, which is our interpersonal communications class. They'll take that from 8:30 till 11:15. Their schools will bring lunches for the students, so they'll eat lunch there at the Hopkinsville campus. And it's a really nice building if you've never seen it. It's a nice place for them to hang out. And then starting at 11:45, they will go to their Theater 104 class, and this is a class called the Theatrical Experience. Both of these are a whole lot of fun and have great information and knowledge and experience that the students will gain as a result. At 2:30 in the afternoon, they'll be done, and the buses will take them back to school. We set it up so that the students would be able to get back to their campuses in time to catch buses home if they need to do that, or to be in any involved in extracurricular activities that might be going on.
Well, my first reaction to the classes made me think that it was a great shot at poise building and confidence building and bonding for students who may not be, you know, may not have even reached out to other high schools. I know they have other kinds of competitions and such, but to have a real meaningful experience with students from other schools.
Yeah, we're anticipating that. Now, we also know that these high schools do have somewhat of a rivalry. And so I think that'll actually be a fun thing for them to see that the schools that on the football field they are competing against, here they're getting together and working together to be successful in these classes. And you're right, with the poise building, the interpersonal communications class, it's not a public speaking class, but it's all focused on how to be a successful communicator, how to interact with people who are different from you, and how to interact and communicate in relationships. It's a wonderful class, perfect class for high school students who are going to go on to college, and of course, perfect for college students as well. And then the theatrical experience is just such a great class. It's really popular here on campus. They learn all about the theater, as not as theater as literature, but theater as plays as theater. So they learn about how plays happen and about the production of plays, and what a cool thing for high school students to experience
and to be able to go back and do their own theatrical productions with a little bit more fun.
Right.
I'm thinking this pilot program called Thoroughbred Academy is for juniors.
Yes, we've set it up for juniors so that they can spend both their junior and senior year taking classes. We anticipate that this first year that we might have some seniors as well. We're not going to turn away the seniors, but it really is set up for juniors.
And the schools themselves are recruiting and enrolling?
Yes, yes. So it's up to the schools to decide which students will be involved as long as they meet Murray State admissions requirements. So we're not lowering our standards to be able to bring in these students. These students are really good students. So even as juniors, they are qualified to be admitted into Murray State.
Are there scholarships available?
Murray State does not have scholarships right now for Thoroughbred Academy. I know some of the communities are working to pay the tuition. The Rotary in Trigg County is doing amazing things to help their high school students get college credit, and they're working with us to pay to cover some of the costs that are associated with being involved in Thoroughbred Academy. And so the scholarships or funds that are available at this time would be community-based.
And it's $150 a class.
Yes, yeah, which is pretty darned amazing. Yeah, so if a student stays in the program, and we hope they do for the entire 2 years, they will be saving over $10,000 in tuition by getting those 24,
Gasp.
25, yes, indeed, those credits as a Thoroughbred Academy student. So it's really such an amazing opportunity, and we hope that both the parents and the students will recognize that savings and, you know, be more eager to be involved, but you know, really it shouldn't be about the money, it should be about the experience. But I know in the real world, money's awfully darned important, and saving more than $10,000, boy, you can't beat that. So more than $10,000 and getting almost the entire freshman year's worth of credit.
Jeepers.
Jeepers indeed.
Now, there's another program that Murray State offers, and I don't want us to be confused about it. It's the Racer Academy that you alluded to earlier.
Yes, yes. So Racer Academy is near and dear to my heart. I've been working very closely with this in the 3 years I've been in the provost office. And what we do with Racer Academy is that we make Murray State University courses available to high school students who, again, are qualified to be admitted into the university. And so these Racer Academy classes, they're generally online. So they're real honest-to-goodness Murray State classes that are taught online. They're also regular Murray State students are also enrolled in these classes. We open up some seats for the high school students. And so the students can take these online classes while also in high school. And most of the high schools accept the credits, so it makes them dual credit classes. Sometimes they'll take a class that they don't get the high school credit for, but it'll still count for university credit, of course, because it's one of our classes. We do have some Racer Academy classes that we can offer at high schools. It's a smaller number. But for example, Callaway County High School and Murray High School, we've been offering classes on their campus for quite a few years. That's easy because they're real close to us, but we've offered a few classes on other high school campuses. Again, it's pretty small. And then there are some students who actually will drive into Murray State either right after class and sometimes during the class day to take Murray State classes with the other Murray State students here on campus. That is small because it does require them to leave high school and come to campus and then go back to school. So that's a long day. Yeah, that's a long day, and it can be tricky to fit that in around their high school schedule. But we do make that available. So what we do is we choose classes for Racer Academy and for Thoroughbred Academy that would be beneficial for when they do come to college. So these aren't classes that they get to college and find out, well, this doesn't help me get my degree. These are beneficial classes, and that they're classes that would be a positive experience for the students. And then we work with the departments and the faculty to make those classes available. And then we find the high school students that want to to be enrolled in those classes. Again, it's $150 per class, wow, not per credit, but per class. Mm-hmm. And you just can't beat that.
So how does one access entry to either of these programs? I know the Thoroughbred Academy comes through the schools.
Right.
But I assume that a listener could also call and get contact information somewhere.
Sure. Well, you can go to the Murray State website. So it's murraystate.edu. And just in the search box, just type in Racer Academy. And you'll go right to the Racer Academy page. And it tells you all the classes that we're offering, tells you the requirements for admission, how to apply for admission. Everything you need to know is on that murraystate.edu search for Racer Academy page, everything that you'll need for that. You can also go to the guidance counselor at any of the Kentucky schools, mostly West Kentucky, although we do teach a few classes to students off far away. And the guidance counselors will be able to give that information. I do want to mention with agriculture, the Hudson School of Agriculture, they offer a whole lot of Racer Academy classes on the high school campuses across the entire state. So that's a really huge, huge program.
Wow. Thank you very much for widening our eyes to the opportunities for kids in high school. Renee Duncan is Associate Provost of Murray State University, and we're glad you had the time to come today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.